big, gross, hairy hand. All right. Hey, news comes out that congratulations. Where's the most likely to have somebody run into you because they're looking at their phones, Tom?
Edmunds.
Yeah.
Of course, Edmunds. Edmunds, Edmunds, Edmunds. They have twice as much as the second place city, which is SeaTac.
Yeah.
Now, this might come as some surprise, and I do think, in defense of Edmunds and SeaTac, it is noted that both these cities are visited constantly by drivers who don't live there since they have the ferry terminal and the airport there. I would think that there are a lot more people going to the airport than the ferry terminal, though, so I'm not quite sure how you can explain that to for Edmunds' statistics, but maybe...
Oh, come on. You're sitting in your car. You're waiting for the ferry. You're looking down at your phone, and the car in front of you doesn't move, but you see people moving. You then go forward. It's maybe not a huge collision, but it might be reported as a collision, right?
Now, wait a minute. So you're thinking of these people who are already in the ferry line?
Yes.
I would think that, I mean, you go like 1 mile an hour. I wouldn't think that would be as big a problem. But anyway, that's the case. These are new stats. So the top two do have reasons for other people than the citizens who live there. Tacoma did come in third, Lakewood fourth, and Everett fifth. The surprise is you got Linwood, Montlake Terrace, Bellevue, and Bothell all ahead of Seattle. I think that most of us think that Seattle probably has the worst, but per capita, we're not nearly as bad as Edmunds.
So they did a study. 3 million drivers drove 5.6 billion miles. Okay, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
They looked at their phone 88% of the journey. Or they used their phone 88% of the journey. Now, that might mean that they used it for directions. But the average driver spent in a one-hour drive 3.5 minutes looking at their phone.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Now, was all that activity illegal?
Yes.
I mean, so it wasn't, it was hands-free and all that. It still was, it's illegal. So 3 minutes out of an hour. Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, Tom, you look down at your phone for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Your chance of being in an accident goes up 20%.
If that's the case, then maybe it's a good thing that Washington is. We are one of the strictest states in the country in terms of cracking down on distracted driving. So it may be a double whammy for people in Edmunds that they do it the most and we crack down the most.
Yeah, they say 6 states with the lowest levels of distracted driving, 4 ban handheld phones use while driving.
Okay.
Only one of the 6 states where distraction is most deadly, Vermont, has a similar law.
All right, then. And you, a distracted driver, do you think you average 3.5 minutes per hour? You're very honest
about your
driving habits. Yeah.
I know. It's terrible.
Especially if you're going someplace where you don't know, you're actually using Waze or using your GPS to find out where you're going.
Yeah, I'm weak. The thing rings. I just turn the thing off and flip it over so I don't hear the bell, so I don't have that Pavlovian sort of response.
Yeah.
But if you're driving down the road and you see a gigantic billboard and there's a phone number and there's a picture of a guy says, hey, wish our dad a happy birthday, wouldn't you probably, if you're on some open road there, go, oh, okay. And then you could tell your phone, hey, text this number. Or call this number, the phone would then call. So you are distracted, but you've been inspired by a billboard. What's that billboard?